Hello, everyone. Today is, let me double check, March 6th, and this is our whole life healing call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan. I'm going to assist him today in this call, and we hope this is able to just encourage you to live your happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life. Each week when Alex shares these secret spiritual laws of nature, we've heard from so many of you that it definitely inspires you. And that's what we hope it will today as well. Before we hear from Alex, I want to share this disclaimer. And it is that this presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Tan, as your weekly practitioner. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we also love to share this quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. The reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide a current and relevant information on this subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. So, having said that, I'm going to hand it over to you, Alex, and I believe our topic today is doubt or certainty. Is that right?
That is right. Thank you, Johanna. And thank you, everyone, for being here, whether you're live or listening by recording. We're so honored by your presence. We, every week, try to give you a little something to think about during the week, a little something to challenge you during the week, and a little something to apply to your life practically to make that week a little better, and every once in a while, maybe your life a little better long term. Please give us your feedback. We really love that. Even if it's negative, we love it. So let us know how we're doing. Any ideas you have of how we can improve, I promise we will absolutely take them seriously. All right. This week's spiritual law is doubt or certainty. Which do you want? Now, just think about that for a second, okay? When you just think about that phrase and let it wash over you outside and inside both, what's your natural response that you're not even trying to have, but you just have when you hear that? Doubt or certainty, which do you want? In my experience, with over 30 years in full-time ministry, in counseling and therapy, in the business world, which I grew up in. My dad was an entrepreneur. His dad was an entrepreneur. His dad was an entrepreneur. Both of my brothers are entrepreneurs. So I've kind of grown up in the business world. Everybody wants certainty. And when you hear that phrase, doubt or certainty, which do you want? What comes to mind is certainty, right? Because doubt sounds scary. Well, why is doubt scary? Because it means something painful might happen, okay? Or if we reversed it, said, do you want to certainly have pain, or the doubt would be maybe you won't have pain. Okay, well, in that case, I'll take doubt. But what naturally comes up and what we naturally tend to think is doubt opens the way for something that I may not like. And if I can have certainty, even if I compromise and say, okay, this certainty is not what I would really most want, but I would rather have a lesser certainty than a doubt, which opens the door to pain, okay? And I totally get that. I lived my life up to about 27 and a half, totally like that. I am married to a former recovering, probably recovered to a great extent, perfectionist, okay? And that's the whole deal behind perfectionism, is I want certainty, not doubt. I want pleasure, or at least nothing painful in my life. Okay, and so if I can arrange circumstances, even if I maybe have to manipulate some circumstances to have a comfortable certainty, even if I could have more than that, but with the comfortable certainty I don't have the risk of the bad thing, then maybe I'll even settle for something that's not what I really want if I can get away from the possibility of something negative. Well, let me tell you, this way of living is an absolute quicksand. It's an absolute deadfall for people who understand bear hunting in Alaska and things like that. It is a hidden trap that can ruin your entire life. So this is a big one for you to really marinate, meditate, pray about. This week, are you living your life trying to ensure certainty on things that you can't ensure certainty? And if you are, that's using a tremendous amount of energy that could better be used somewhere else, and you're maybe missing, because of that philosophy of living your life, the greatest blessings that you could experience. There's a very popular quote from an ancient manuscript that says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." Basically, that means we're not walking by certainty. We're walking by belief, which means that opens the door to something negative that could happen, but we're still walking. All right? We're not frozen. We're not afraid, even though when it hits, I might be afraid because it's a life or death kind of deal. We walk by faith and not by sight. Well, what's important about that? Okay, let's dissect this for just a second. Belief is one of the most powerful things on planet Earth in human beings, okay? There's basically three kinds of belief. Nocebo, placebo, and de facto. Most of us are familiar with placebo, which means believing something that is not true, but it's a positive belief, like this sugar pill can make my headache go away. And based on studies over many, many decades, thousands of studies, the placebo effect for someone to experience something positive simply because of their belief, not because of any medicinal value in that sugar pill, is usually around 30%, meaning about 30% of people will get a positive benefit from that, even though there's no real positive benefit there. There's nothing in the sugar pill. So the effect is from the belief itself. The problem with that belief is that very often the belief is a lie. It's not just a neutral belief. It's a lie. You're told this sugar pill is a miracle headache cure when it's not. That's a lie. And a lie detector is basically a stress test, which means lies believed increase our stress. All right? Now, there's some debate about that when it comes to believing a positive, even if it is a lie, that if you really truly believe it, you know, you can be in that 30% that actually has a positive effect. But that leaves a 60%+ possibility, or 70%, that you're going to have the negative effect because it's a lie, so it increases your stress. So that's kind of a long bet if you're going on placebo. And for years, those were so popular. I believe that my cancer is already cured. I believe that The $1 million is on the way to me right now. I believe that the new mansion is going to be mine within 2 years. And based on the very first double-blind study ever done on those kind of affirmations at the University of Waterloo in Canada, for most people, those kind of affirmations make things worse, not better. Why? Because it's a lie and it increases your stress. Okay. Nocebo means you do not believe something that might be true and is possible. Like, my immune system can keep me healthy. Dr. Ben Johnson, who co-authored my first book with me, a medical doctor and a cancer specialist, told of a client he had one time who every time he saw him said, "I'm going to die at 40 years old." And Dr. Ben said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, my father died at 40 years old and his father died at 40 years old." Suddenly, and, you know, an event, not a long illness. And so he was paranoid, okay, always getting checkups, kind of a hypochondriac. "I'm feeling this. I think I might have this problem. You need to test it." He never had any of them. He was completely healthy. Guess what? At 40, he dropped over dead because he did not believe that his body and mind could keep him healthy, all right? And so they didn't. And he died. His belief killed him, in other words. All right? De facto means believing the reality, whether anyone else believes it, whether there's any evidence for it, believing the reality, the real truth, no matter what, whether it's popular or not, no other considerations except it is the truth. When you believe the truth, it opens the door to outstanding, if not miraculous, results, in my opinion, okay? Because you believe your immune system can heal anything and that you're going to die at 40 is a lie, even though your dad and granddad did, all right? And so I don't believe that. I believe the truth that if my immune system is working the way it's supposed to, and I'm going to do everything I can to try to help that, and leave the rest to God and pray about it, that my immune system absolutely can keep me healthy. And typically, that's what happens. Now, I'm not saying pin everything on a belief. I'm just describing those parts of belief. So most miraculous and outstanding results come through the door of belief. And to be specific, in believing the reality, believing the truth. Most problems come from believing something that is not true. Certainty, all right? That's where we started, right? Doubt or certainty, which do you want? Certainty means trying to impose a certain set of results in the future that you are not completely in control of. And that's why Dan Gilbert, in his wonderful book, Stumbling Into Happiness, said expectations are a happiness killer. Why? Because to try to control something in the future that you're not in control of spikes your stress and leads to everything that you don't want in your life. So certainty equals expectation, which brings in all the stuff that you don't want in your life instead of the stuff that you do. Doubt is in the field of belief, all right? Sure, I believe I'm going to live to be tomorrow, but I do have some doubt. Lots of things could happen. The world could end, a giant meteor. Who knows? Somebody could break in and kill me, all right? So if I'm living with some degree of doubt, but a much greater degree of belief in reality and a belief that I need to live my life in love in the present moment and doing my best to do that and then leaving the rest to God, now I'm not in the expectation business. I'm in the doing the best I can in the present, focusing in the present, and giving the rest up to God to love, etc., for whatever is best for me. Okay? Certainty is focused in the future. not the present, right? We want certainty because we want a certain result and because we don't want another result, which basically boils down to our 0 to 7 or 8 hardwired programming that every one of us comes into the world with to seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's why we want certainty, okay? And that's why we don't want doubt or to hang it on a truthful belief. We want to use our willpower to make a certain outcome happen and to keep a certain outcome from happening. And I'm not saying don't do that. Sure, do your best, always. But realize you can't control the outcome of all your circumstances and be at peace with that and give it up to God and to love. All right? Well, trying to ensure a certain result, feeling like I won't be okay if I don't have all these pleasurable results, and I won't be okay if I have painful results, ladies and gentlemen, that is lust, not love, and it comes from fear. Doubt can absolutely lead to faith and believing the truth, which is giving up the I want, I want, I want, and the end results, and allows love to start being what is in control. And trusting God and trusting love for the absolute best outcome for myself. If I am hell-bent on certainty and having to have this and not wanting that, then I'm dooming myself to a life of fear when the only thing that will truly satisfy me and fulfill me is love, which does not come from certainty, but comes from belief. Certainty means you don't need belief. It basically means no belief. All right? I don't want to have to pin it on belief and hope and faith and trust. I want it certainly. And so I'm going to drive myself and everyone else crazy trying to control oftentimes what is uncontrollable instead of doing my best and leaving the end result to God and love. These are two almost diametrically 180 degree opposing ways of living your life. One will produce happiness, health, the perfect success for you, etc. One will produce anger, frustration, all the negative health things that come from stress, and usually disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. So, where are you today? That's what I challenge you to think about. Are you trying your best to live a life of certainty, or are you trying your best to live a life of faith, hope, trust, believing in what is real and true, that the best life for me is love in the present moment as best I can, working as hard as I can, but leaving the end results, whether painful or pleasurable, to God and to love. I challenge you, if you've never tried living the belief way, the love way, the truth way, the present moment way, not the certainty, the other way, I dare you to try it for about 6 weeks. And see if it does not radically transform your life and very likely your health. Have a wonderful, blessed day. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. That was great. So if you want to hear this broadcast again, you can go to the Whole Life Healing in iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, and it will be there for you. Also, if you're a member, you can go into the archive calls and find it there as well. And we do want to receive your feedback, so please do let us know how you feel about these calls, what you would, how we might improve them for you. You can email us at feedback@thehealingtoads.com. And again, we'd super appreciate all of you who have been sending us some comments and who continue to listen, and we will listen, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and shift gears, and we're going to open the line for those of you who would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code to address whatever you choose. The way you would get that is to raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone, and I'll be able to unmute your line, and we can get a custom process for you with Trilogy or a custom code, whichever you prefer. You do need to know how to do the Trilogy process. So this is not a time where I'll be teaching you how to do that. And if you haven't seen the Trilogy yet, we encourage you to go to dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training. And that's a free video of Alex showing you how to do the Trilogy step by step. So go ahead and check that out, and then after using that, you can, and you feel comfortable with that, then come on this call, raise your hand if you'd like to get a customized trilogy. If you are interested in simply having a custom healing code, if you know healing codes too, please go ahead and let me know that when we connect, and we will incorporate healing codes too. Positions into your code, into your custom code as well. So again, if you'd like to get a code or a trilogy process, you want to raise your hand by pressing star 2. Okay, our first caller is a web caller. I'm going to unmute your line. And who are we speaking with? Hello?
Is that me?
Yes, I believe it is. And who are we speaking with?
Vondette,
hello.
Vondette, yes.
Oh, Vondette, yes. And what would you like to address today?
I'm dealing with super stressed. I'm with metastatic breast cancer, but I'm dealing with the financial stress surrounding that more or less now.
Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 10, God bless you, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that right now?
That's about a 9.
And would you say with that, is it more a fear? You said it's regarding the financial part of that, meaning you don't believe you have fears that you won't be able to pay for it, or what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's not just to pay for it. It's more of a fear of not being able to meet my financial obligations for the treatment as well as just my regular living expenses.
Okay. All right. So when you think about this and the fear that you're experiencing right now, is there an early memory that comes up at all when you can remember feeling a similar type of fear, not knowing what, you know, whether you'd be able to meet those expectations?
That would probably be about, yeah, most of my life off and on. But I've always had problems around trying to meet expectations, if not financial, otherwise, just expectations, period.
Okay. And you say you've experienced that most of your life. When you're doing this code, Vondette, let's be open for any specific memories to show up. We will address it directly, of course. But let's be open to see if any other memories come up. Now, would you want a trilogy process or a healing codes process?
The trilogy.
Okay, very good. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay. All right. So I now, have you done a relationship issue finder recently?
No, I haven't. Not recently.
Okay. You may want to do that. And just see which categories show up, because what I'm going to recommend is that you use the trilogy to address every single category, because there are probably memories, I'm sure there are memories in every single category that are contributing to the stress that's feeding the fear that you're experiencing right now in this current condition. So we want to heal everything. We want to heal anything and everything that's underneath that, so that, you know, the current fear will be less and you have more confidence and peace about moving forward and trusting. So that's what I would recommend we do, but let's go ahead and get your process.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so for minute number one, I'd like to suggest that you do all of the points, tapping from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand. And you can do that just one, you know, go all the way through. And then I want you to start with the collarbone, the sore spots, under the arms, under the nipples. Then we're going to go to the hand, okay? We're going to go to the thumb, index, middle, and the little finger. We're going to go back up to the collarbone and the sore spots, and then up to the eyebrow and then the 9G. Okay, did you get those? Hello? I can't hear you, Vogdetta. Are you still here? Oh, dear, I think we lost her. I'm going to go ahead and create the rest of the trilogy for you in case you're able to, you know, so hopefully you'll be able to listen to this and get that for you. Okay, so minute number two, both hands high bridge, both hands brainstem, left Adams, right temple, both hands below the belly button. And then minute number three, we're going to start at the base, go all the way up and over. We're going to go back to the base, up to the solar plexus, and pause. Up to the throat and pause. Slide down to the base and move up slowly, pausing at each energy center. Go all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And that's the complete 1, 2, 3 minutes. Hopefully you're able to hear this, Vogdette, and retrieve this for you. So sorry we got disconnected. All right. So is there anyone else who would like to get a customized code? You can raise your hand. Okay, we have another caller, and your number ends in 3517, 3517, and your line is open.
Hi, this is Belinda.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi. I had a phone call with my husband. We're in separation, and we have to discuss stuff like a contract, and the phone call made me really upset, like the way he reacted. And So I have this like anger, and I feel it's so unfair, and I want to like make things clear, but I don't have the possibility because he's just like not willing to talk, and this is a really strong feeling where I'm just not in, I'm not in my power. I can't act the way I want. So yeah, I don't know how to explain.
Okay.
I'm sure there's anger, a lot of anger, and the feeling of it's so unfair, and I'm annoyed by his behavior.
Okay, very good. And I'm so sorry for this, but we do definitely want to heal the anger, because what it does, it stresses us so we can't see clearly. We can't come from that place of peace and making decisions and being able to express ourselves when we're full of anger and a feeling of unfairness. When you think about what you're experiencing with this relationship issue right now, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is it?
9.
And do you have an early memory when you can recall feeling the same way? Not necessarily about the same person, maybe at any time in your life when you felt similar feelings. Anger, feeling annoyed, feeling that it's not fair.
Yeah, maybe at school time for my fellow students where I was like kind of bullied.
Okay. And in that memory that you just found, or that feeling from being in school and being bullied, how strong is that right now?
It's less. It's maybe 7.
Okay. We do want to address this, okay, because these memories and the feelings in these memories, they haven't grown up, okay? They are still being triggered into this current relationship. So we definitely want to heal anything earlier in your life when you have felt these same kind of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want a trilogy process or a custom code?
Healing codes 2 positions included custom code.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The anger and fear issues.
The anger and fear issues.
Okay, good. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, yes?
Yes, yes. High bridge.
Yep.
Next position is left hand jaw. Right hand temple.
Left hand jaw, right hand temple, yes.
Okay, the next position is both hands high bridge.
Both hands high bridge, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the last position is both hands below the belly button.
Both hands below the belly button. Okay.
Correct. Now, I would highly recommend that you use this code for the next 2 weeks and address all 12 categories, one category per day.
Mm-hmm.
And look for any other memories or times in your life when you have felt the same type of anger and unfairness, mm-hmm. and maybe even has made you feel a lack of clarity, not being able to communicate clearly because of these. Any memories that have any of those or all of those, you want to heal those. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. God bless.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Anyone else? If anyone else would like to have a custom code, you can press *2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom code, whatever you prefer. And unfortunately, we're not able to do any exchange via the web as far as the chat goes. So you do need to be able to hear me, and I need to be able to hear you on the phone. So, all right. Well, it looks like we don't have anyone else coming online. So we're going to go ahead and end our call today, and I want to thank you all for being here. And please come and join us again next week. God bless.